November 2006.
They go up in the air.
brothers and sister?
Yes, I had two brothers and two sisters.
Were you in the middle, or are you older?
I was the second one. My brother made my life a misery. He was 4 years older than me. And, when I was four, he was eight. And when I was eight, he was 12. My mother thought that the sun shone out of his ears. He didn't do anything wrong. It was always me.
Oh, no.
I weren't supposed to leave. They came to us with bicycles to go from aircraft to aircraft to aircraft to do your job, you see.
Okay.
To inspect these different aircraft, and they insured you with a bicycle. Well, you weren't supposed to leave your bicycle up anywhere near the aircraft. So you lay it down in front of the aircraft. Well, the WT van, which is the van that went around with the wet batteries to put batteries in the aircraft, you know, he must have seen my bicycle when it came onto the tarmac. Then when he left, he ran over it. He bumped over my bicycle. So anyway, that's when I got one of my longest jokers. When he was standing right, here's a WAF officer, and I was in the front, and he was standing right here, and he was smiling away at her, and she was smiling away at him. And I said, what was I supposed to do with my bicycle? Take it in the aircraft with me? 7 days I got for that. Then I said, he must have seen the bicycle when he came onto the tarmac. Why didn't he see it as he was leaving? Why can't he be responsible for running over this bicycle? I got another 7 days for that and had to pay for the bicycle, which was a month's pay.
And what do you mean you got 7 days for that?
It's a kitchen. You have to do jackers in the kitchen.
Oh.
Help hostess, pay up spuds and do all those things in your off time. All your free time was taken up with doing these jankers in the kitchen.
So it was punishment, is it?
In the mess hall. Anyway, yes.
And now, so you were almost 20 when
I joined up when I was 18.
You joined when you were 18.
Well, they gave you, when you got to a certain age, they gave you an ultimatum. You could either go in munition factories or into the forces. And then they sent you, my brother was already, he was already in the Air Force. He'd been in the Air Force 2 years before the war. So he was following his lead, so he said, he told me about it and everything. And that's how I went in the Air Force.
And now that, where, what city was the Air Force base in?
Where I first joined the Air
Force.
Find a seat, etc. Very often, three girls would be here while they find some chairs. Were you and Ken married?
In 47.
In 47, all right. And so you married and...
Yes.
And you said you flew over to Canada because Ken's mother...
I flew to...
his father's.
I left... Anyway, I flew to Ireland. Came down in Ireland. See, it wasn't jet planes then, you know. No. They were just prop planes. So we left London to Ireland, Shannon in Ireland, and then to Newfoundland, Gander in Newfoundland, and then to Montreal. See, that's free fueling, okay? When we came down in Shannon in Ireland, because we had been on very, very strict rations, you know, very, very strict rations. So when we sat down, there was this plane talking, and I was at one end of the table. People were around the table. Well, they brought this stick on this plate, you see. And I said, do you expect me to serve? He says, no, that's yours. That's all of it. And he says, yes, all of it. I'd never seen that much meat for a long time. Anyway, for one person. And so anyway, he says, no, it's all yours. Well, I could never eat it. When we left England and also were on the train, we couldn't eat three meals a day that were done for the people that had been rationed, you know. I ate something for breakfast and then I had to wait for supper. I couldn't eat three meals a day. And when I came over and my Canadian mum was going to fatten up this starving English girl, you see, she thought I didn't like her cooking. But you see, if I was 5 days on the train, and I still couldn't eat three meals a day.
So 5 days, so you left from Montreal in the train?
Yes.
And then you arrived in Edmonton?
Prince George first. And in 5 days.
And then you had to go back into Alberta?
Yes. Anyway, that's how it was done. And of course, the Ukraine, I had to do as I was told, and then we told about all these things. But anyway.
It's nice that you were able to travel with Ken coming over. I mean,
I didn't meet him until we got here in 19.
Oh, sorry, he came before you.
Like, I met him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And so he came to pick you up from the train, or was...
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, I came to Ollie's mum and dad. Ken's mum, Carl's mum and dad, they got you called him Carl. I wanted to see them because I had written to her for so many years, a couple of years anyway, and I had written to her. And they had two sons and lost them both. They had nobody left. So I came to see her, and also she told me that she had been burnt all over as a 13-year-old girl, saving the rest of her family from a house fire. And you see, Ken Ali had been burnt in his plane. Two English gentlemen farmers had got the British Medal for
as I said, we didn't even talk of neighborhood for, I was talking of neighborhood for quite a long time, but anyway, we had to fix all the floor and everything and all that kind of stuff. And then, we worked on that and got it all fixed up. I had my kitchen and everything in this lean-to. And then where he had the granary part, there was a partition in it that we had. that summer. And then someone told me that I could go back to school again. I could go from the government. The government would sponsor me to go back to school to get back into the business world. Well, I didn't like farming well enough, so I thought, well, I'll do this. So in the November, I moved into Edmonton. After the fire.